things you use for, well, drying dishes or drying your face, washing dishes or washing your
drying
face?
Drying cloths. Drying cloths or dish towels. Call them dish towels or drying cloths.
Okay.
Wash cloths, if you had them, to wash the dishes with.
Mm-hmm. And if you had if you wanted a material for a dress, and you take a little square of cloth that you like very much.
Sample.
It's a sample. And did you ever have any special name for the thing you wear over your dress to keep it clean?
Apron.
Just an apron. And something for small coins?
Bank.
That you carry around with you for small...
Coin purse.
Coin purse. And what you wear around your...
Bracelet.
Bracelet, all right. And around your neck?
Necklace.
Necklace, and how about, would you get any other names for that?
Well, you had pendants sometimes, you call them pendants, and sometimes you call them, well, just beads and pearls and things like
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm interested in beads in particular. Did you ever hear anybody say parabeads?
Yeah, I've heard them say, well, that's two strands.
Is that what it is?
I think so. That's what they mean when they say parabeads. The journal is two strands. I don't know. I never did call them parabeads much, but I have heard people say that. They might be talking about two different strands.
Mm-hmm. And when a lady would make a man wait until she was ready, he was going to take her out, what would she be doing?
She would be delaying.
She just delaying. but he would,
I never kept him waiting.
I see. But you might say that she's what? She's in there. So you just have to wait a minute.
Squandering her time.
Squandering her time or primping? Or
primping, what? Yeah, that's what he used, what the man said most times. She just primping.
What would the lady use?
What would she say? I never did do it, so I don't
I
know.
See.
I tell you what, my daughter was lazy enough about that. She kept everybody waiting, and I don't know where she got it. She didn't get to me. I never kept anybody, because I had to move.
Mm-hmm.
She would, I heard my granddaughter say the other day that if her bowl was late, I don't know what term she used, one I never heard, but if he was late, she just sat up there and talked and talked and doubled the time for him to wait.
I see. Got she, back, huh?
She doubled the time for him to wait for her.
If
he would be ready, and he didn't come, so she just doubled the time.
If a girl would like to, wear fine clothes and jewelry and so on, you say she likes to get all what?
They call her primpish. And that she would, and also they call it vain, too.
Mm-hmm. And you might say she likes to primp up.
Yeah, they call it primpish. That was one of the slang expressions.
Suppose a man kind of liked to wear fine clothes and get all dressed up. Say he likes to.
They use the word doll sometimes.
Dollop.
And she was a doll, too. Mm. They used to say that. She was a doll. They called the woman to be a doll man. He was, and they called him feminine sometimes.
I see. It wasn't a desirable thing for
no,
a man to do.
No, they called him kind of feminine.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a parasol the other
day. An umbrella.